Hi, it's the Kraz here. And where the hell am I? It's so dark in here. Oh, it's From the Attic with Brian Watson on Progzilla Radio.
Hello, Leo. Good to see and hear from you again.
Hello, Brian. Nice to talk to you again.
It's been a while, my friend.
It has, but, you know, it sounds like it was 5 minutes ago.
I know. You've got as I was saying off air, you've got a lovely high-definition camera, which makes you look gorgeous.
Probably 10 years younger.
I put a bit of Vaseline over my camera, so it blurs me a little bit. although I have got a face. I've got a face for radio. So, yes, for those who don't know you, you are Leo Koperdrat from the Netherlands.
The one and only.
There's only one.
There's only one, yeah.
I'm sure listeners, regular listeners to the show will know of your output with Fractal Mirror, excellent progressive rock band from the Netherlands with some input from the masterful Brett Kull. But you have a new project. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, yeah, the new project is called The Mirror Image, and we just released our first EP digitally, and we're doing a limited run of CDRs, which we made ourselves. And it's far more a pop project than a progressive rock project. There are five tracks on the EP, and they're all, you know, around the 4 or 5 minute mark, and really good power pop, chamber pop songs. That's also music that I really love to listen to, and love to write songs in that vein. So that's what brought the project. That's what initiated the project. We'd been working on Beyond Borders from the last album by Fractal Mirror for I think about 3 years. We focused on long songs, you know, 17-minute, 12-minute songs. So when you have done that very intensively, then, you know, with me, it was the case that I really wanted to do something totally different, which was writing pop songs. And that's what we did. Because the album took 3 years to record, the Fractal Mirror album, we took time off. And that gave me time to start the Mirror Image project with initially with Brett Kull. He helped me write two songs on the EP and record two songs on the EP, and later Ed joined me, and we finished the EP.
And it's on Bandcamp, the Mirror Image 2022.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, there it is, and it's very it's not an easy name, but we hope people will find it and will support us and you know, buy a download or the limited CDR.
Yeah, we'll put links in the social medias for the podcast and the show. You're on all the medias, aren't you? I don't think are you on TikTok yet? Do you?
No,
are there any videos of you and Ed dancing?
No, I don't do dancing, so we're not on TikTok. I don't think we're really prominent on Twitter, because I don't understand Twitter, to be honest with you. So we're most of the time we're on Facebook or on Instagram, and that's it. We don't have a website, just a Bandcamp page. But it's that's more than enough to handle. I really started with two songs I had that I wanted to develop that were pop songs that were not really suited for the Fractal Mirror project. And I started to finish them and send them to Brett. And Brett said, well, why don't we finish them together? So that was Outlines. It's the opening track after the intro.
Lovely Mellotron. Lovely Mellotron,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, and that was Waiting for the Sun, the final track on the album. I think we finished those two tracks in 2020 already. And then we got busy again with other things, life, and stuff. And we finished the EP, I think 2022, together with Ed. Ed and I wrote the other songs together. And, I think we've really got a nice, EP together, you know, influences by the Divine Comedy. I don't know if you know them. Neil Hannon.
Yes. Yes.
Really, really love the guy. Ecstasy, Jellyfish. Jason Faulkner, John Bryan, you know, Brendan Benson, the Wonder Mints, all those, you know, power pop, chamber pop bands. I really, really love those bands. And you know, those were the influences on the first EP.
You've always loved sort of Faulkner and that kind of sort of lush production. And you've tried to recreate that when you've made sort of records yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's so much more difficult to write a 3.5-4 minute pop song, and try to get as many ideas in 4 minutes as possible. That's really difficult, and I think the guys we talked about, the bands we talked about, are really masters at what they're doing.
I guess having Brett on board, because he's very much at the forefront of letting the music breathe and having space between the notes, which I think is one of your sort of defining characteristics when we've been chatting about your influences and bands you love. You don't like the fussy music with all the compression and stuff, do you?
No, I do like to listen to it, but yeah. It's not something that I'd like to make. And luckily, Brett is not only a prog musician, but he also really loves, you know, those bands that we talked about. And he loves Wilco and those Americana bands. And, you know, that's a far more open sound with much more space between the notes, if you like, instead of a wall of sound and cramming everything with another guitar solo or another keyboard solo.
There's some lovely Haunting Echolin-esque guitar work on the EP, and I'm guessing Brett's done that, and you haven't sort of channeled your inner Brett, but rather Brett's done some very tasty guitar work for you.
He did. You know, Brett is a marvelous arranger. Also, you know, he's doing all the background vocals, and those sound brilliant. He comes up with ideas, you know. When we talk about the closing track of the EP, Waiting for the Sun, I had this digital piano that I used to accompany myself with. And I send those tracks to Brett, and Brett says, well, I've got this nice little old piano in my living room. What about me redoing your piano parts on that piano? And you can hear the difference. You know, and that's what he brings to the table. In the middle of the song, there's a sort of a Beach Boys harmony stuff. That's what he comes up with. That's what makes, you know, that I write good songs. You know, I dare to say that about myself. I write good songs, but he brings them to another level.
You know, I'm a fan.
Yeah, he brings them to another level, and he's generous with his time. He's amazing. He takes time to work on things, and you know, it's more than just a job for him. He really loves to work on the songs, and I think you can hear that.
You know my love for Echolin. When I was in a dark place back in the day, and I just jumped on a plane and went to New Jersey to see Echolin, and flew into LaGuardia, which was in New Jersey, which was in the same state as where the gig was and where my hotel was, but the taxi fare cost $120. It's a big old country.
It's Echolin is an amazing band. I'm really looking forward to a new album that will be coming out. So Brett is very busy with that at the moment. But we also had the luck that we could use the talents of Jordan Pearlson on the EP, and that's now Echolin's drummer, and Jordan is amazing. I think he comes from a jazz background, and he's an amazing versatile drummer. And I think when we sent him tracks of one of the songs, we had three or four drum parts back 1 or 2 days later. Brilliant musician, and you know that's what you can hear on the EP. We're working with some very, very talented people like Brett Cole, like Jordan Pearlson, and you can hear that.
Yeah, I've listened to it a few times, Leo. I'm a big fan, and I'm not just saying that because you were my best man and a good friend and soon to be a Progzilla podcaster, but we'll speak about that maybe a bit later on. If it's not top secret and I'm not under a gag order from Michael Whitfield.
I don't think so, no.
Let's talk about the EP. So there's a little 30-second intro piece, isn't there, before we get into the main meat?
I named that song a theme from the Mirror Image, and it's just a 34-second intro to the EP. And I don't know if you know the Dukes of Stratosphere. That was an offshoot by XTC. Yeah, a brilliant offshoot. They made one album and an EP, I think. And it's all those 60s prestige stuff they're doing. And one song sounds like Pink Floyd. Another song sounds like the Rolling Stones. Another song sounds like the Beatles. You know, they're doing all sorts of things. And they had this psychedelic things between songs. And I thought it would be nice to have a sort of a 60s psychedelic little thing at the beginning of the EP. So that is what theme from the Mirror Image is. It just sets up the EP.
Excellent. And then we're into the Mellotron. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like your Mellotron, you want to buy this EP.
Yeah, the second song is Outlines. One of the things I learned is that if you want to write a song that sticks in people's heads, you have to have a little thing at the beginning, which you repeat during the song. And that's that Mellotron clarinet sound that you hear at the beginning, just to hope that it sticks in people's brains when they hear the song. A guy who's very good at doing that is Harry Styles, to be honest with you. He's very good in doing those little things, those little instrumental things before the verse starts, and he keeps and that repeats throughout the song. It makes the song very recognizable, and we try to do that with Outlines, with the clarinet line.
Speaking of good songwriters and catchy tunes, any chance of a Mirror Image Eurovision entry?
Well, I'm not a big fan of Eurovision, to be honest. I was glad to see Voyager entering. I think they did a good job.
Fantastic.
But I like the Finland song as well. The rest, you know, I can't be bothered, to be honest.
There were at least 7 or 8 that I would listen to more than once. I thought it was a good show.
And okay.
And we get our nibbles and we get our popcorn, and we always enjoy Eurovision here at Team Watson.
Yeah, my wife is a fan, and she watched with friends, and I went home.
You're a grumpy old Hector, aren't you?
I went home. I think I watched football.
Good grief! Now the next track on the EP. When I listened to it and sort of jotted down a few sort of words and prompts for when we spoke, I said, this sounds like a James Bond theme.
Well, that's the nail on the head. That was the intention. The intention was to write a James Bond sounding song. So I'm really glad you heard that, because that means that we succeeded. It was intentional. We wanted a James Bond sound type of song.
Yeah, that's on. I think that was on the second listen. I listened to it once, just in the background, just to let it wash over me, mm-hmm. and then and then listen to it properly to sort of just get the odd sort of prompt and things. And the first thing I wrote after that one was like a James Bond theme with Mellotron.
Yeah, yeah, that was, and we specifically asked Jordan Pearlson to drum like he was drumming on a James Bond track.
I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, Leo and I have not collaborated before this interview.
And they make me very happy, those thoughts, because, you know, it just means that the thing we wanted to communicate to listeners, you know, the message was received.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, yeah, indeed.
The next one, The Wake, I said this could easily be on an Echolin record.
Yeah, yeah. The Wake was very much inspired by The Grace, which was a sort of power pop supergroup, I think end of the 90s, early 2000s. They made one album, Rochambeau, which is, you know, if you want to buy one power pop album in your life, you have to buy that one. Yeah, it's an amazing album. There's a guy on that album called John Bryan, who's a multi-instrumentalist, and he has a trick of doing all sorts of tiny, small sounds, putting them into the songs and making them pop up, come up randomly. And there's an end section to the song we did, which is instrumental, where all sorts of sounds, you know, there's a little bit of a sitar sound in there, and it just pops up from the wall of sound that we have there. And I always like that because, you know, each time you hear, listen to a John Bryan song, you hear something new. And he did that best on the Grace album. And we wanted to try to do something like that. I think I really like that song, The Wake. It's about 3.5 minutes, but there's a lot going on in the 3.5 minutes, which I think is pretty cool.
So tell listeners, it's not repeat, not a cover of the IQ song.
No, it's not. It's not. You know, that's a great song as well, by the way.
The guitar part that Brett did he just come up with that, or was that written?
No, he came up with that. You know, like I say in the booklet that comes with the CDR. Ed and I are songwriters. You know, we don't really care who plays what. We just want to make the best songs possible. So the people we work with, we give them all the freedom to come up with their own parts and their own strength. And Brett just comes up with those parts. And, you know, Brett is a superior guitar player to me. I'm just a strummer. You know, I can strum the guitars, I can write songs on guitars, but I can't do all those complex, beautiful stuff that Brett knows how to do. So we give him total freedom to do whatever he likes and whatever he thinks fits the songs. And the beauty of it is, if he does something we don't like, it's not, you know, we discuss it, and then, you know, it either gets scrapped or he comes up with new ideas, or we keep it. You know, that's the beauty of our working relationship.
Ed's the bass player, obviously, for those people.
Yeah, Ed played the bass parts and adds keyboards as well. Ed's very good in creating atmospheres. I sometimes call him our Richard Barbieri.
He's not a showy player at all, is he?
No, not at all.
He just gets it done.
Not at all. He likes to create an atmosphere. You know, he likes to create a certain feeling, and he's really, really good at that.
I know from the Fractal Mirror stuff, it's almost jazzy how he plays.
Yeah, exactly. So he does all the bass, not on the EP, because, you know, I finished two tracks with Brett, and Brett does the bass playing as well on those two tracks. But on the other tracks, Ed does all the bass and does the keyboards together with me.
So you all did it remotely and sent each other, is it the stems and all that stuff? And
bounced it back
and all that?
Yeah. And the way it works is that Ed and I work together. We come together in the studio I have in my home, and we do the recording there of the basic tracks. Then when we finish, we make the stems, like you said, and we send them over to Brad. And then we start, you know, the next phase in creating a song starts.
Now, did you write most of these or all of these or some of these on guitar first or keyboard first, or does it vary?
I wrote outlines and outlines in the wake. I wrote them on guitar, and the other two and or the three were keyboard, were originated from keyboard playing. So I think Waiting for the Sun was just me and a piano. And the fun thing is that we on the CDR we also put some bonus tracks on there. And there's an instrumental demo version from Waiting for the Sun, and there's a very first demo version of Waiting for the Sun, which is me and the piano. So you can hear the basic starting point of the song.
Yeah, that's really interesting, is that? Because I think you can tell which songs were written on keyboard and which were written on guitar. Now, not the American Prog Show. We don't do these best of the year and top tens and stuff, but if I did have one, memory cards would definitely be in my top 10 of tunes of the year. It's that good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, that one was written on keyboards, and that's also where the James Bond vibe came from.
Send it to Billie Eilish.
Well, she did a James Bond song that wasn't half bad.
She did. She's Isabel's favorite artiste by a long way.
Yeah, well, it's the James Bond song was pretty impressive, I thought.
It was great. So we come to the EP closure. It's an epic for an EP. It's over six.
Yeah,
minutes.
I think it's the most Fractal Mirror kind of song.
Oh, definitely. It could quite easily find a home on a Fractal Mirror release. Yeah.
But it had nothing to do with, you know, it wasn't a leftover from the last sessions or anything. It was just written separately from just me, you know, messing about on the keyboard and finding a couple of chords that I really like. And that's how the song originated. And I have to say that Brett and Jordan took it to a totally different level.
I mentioned on my little listening notes that the guitar is superb, ethereal and haunting. It's just a beautiful song.
Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, when I heard the finished track, I thought to myself, you know, what's really still in there that was me, you know? But then I listened to the demos, and to my surprise, there was, you know, already a lot in there at the start, which also ended up on the final version. But Brett and Jordan added so much more beautiful stuff to it, you know, that I just, you know, you forget about how it originated.
But you've always been a collaborative music maker, and you've never been precious over the song or how it should sound.
No, you know, another thing that I'm thinking about is that for EP2, we might call it the Mirror Image and Friends, because I'm thinking of inviting people to sing our songs. So it might be a development, and on the second EP I might not even sing anymore, but let other people sing our songs.
Well, I know what you're saying, but your voice is one of these voices that lends itself to the material. It's like Andy Tillison. Lots of people go on about Andy Tillison and not being able to sing, but nobody else can sing Tangent Tunes. And your voice is similarly unique, for want of a better word.
Maybe, but you know, it's something I'd like to experiment with. You know, then we come back to what I said earlier, that the only thing that matters to me is that the song I write or the song I write with Ed or Ed writes, you know, ends up being the best song ever. And if that means that someone else is singing it, you know, let's just experiment with it and see where it takes us. And No, I don't. You know, I don't care if Brett redoes all the guitar parts I wrote on the demo. I don't care if it makes the song better. Brilliant.
Is there a lyrical arc to it? Truth be told, I've not gone into the lyrics in too much depth.
No, all the lyrics were written by a Fractal Mirror drummer, Frank Urbaniak, who also did the artwork for the EP.
He's my artistic competitor, is Frank, isn't he?
He is.
people may not know, and it's not something I sort of talk about and whatnot. But Frank's a talented chap, and I noticed he hadn't played drums.
No. It's something he does not. Well, Frank feels that he can't deliver the quality of drumming that he could a couple of years ago. So I don't think he will be drumming on future releases.
I used to love his drumming, but I thought it was more because he was a rockier drummer, shall we say, that might have not. It might have detracted as opposed to added to the sort of chamber pop vibe, maybe.
Well, that wasn't the intention. The intent, you know, that this whole Mirror Image started as something totally separate from Fractal Mirror. So it wasn't the intention from the start that Frank would be drumming on these tracks. Frank, I love Frank's lyrics, and he writes far better lyrics than I can ever write, so I'd love to. I really love to have his lyrics, to sing his lyrics. I love his words, but it was never the intention to. You know, if that would have been the case, we could have also called it Fractal Mirror. You know, this is a total separate project from Fractal Mirror.
It could be, but like a launch pad for Fractal Mirror 2, though. Do you envisage maybe Jordan joining at Fractal Mirror?
No, I don't think so. I think it would. It's just like Breton would never join the Mirror Image. You know, because it's just a little project of myself and Ed. And I think we'll always be working with Brett, because Brett's a mate, and we can work together really, really easily. And it's a great working, you know, it's a great friendship and a great working relationship. So why end it? So that won't be the case. But I don't think he will ever join. You know, he's got Rice Twain, he's got Echolin, he's working with Katie Barbato, who's a brilliant singer-songwriter. So he's got enough projects he's working on. And you know, the Mirror Image is one of the projects that he's collaborating on.
It's a lovely chap. I still prize the ident you got him to do for the American Prog Show dearly. So I think it was a birthday present or a wedding present or something.
Yeah, no, it was. They made a video for your wedding.
I use his ident every month.
You know, oh, Ray.
I remember the UK tour, vividly. Went to see them in London and Sheffield. It was pre-Prog magazine. Unfortunately, so it's fair to say that not many people came.
No. You know, I saw Echolin two times in the Netherlands. You know, we followed them throughout the country and saw them twice, and both shows were brilliant.
If I ever do a top 10 list of concerts attended, all three Echolin shows I saw will be in the top 10.
Yeah, well, I can imagine that. Yeah, and probably a Discipline somewhere along the top five as well, I think, with you.
I think Discipline, obviously, you know, the background and the circumstances, Discipline's obviously number one.
Yeah.
For the main reason, it cost me so much money.
Yeah, well, I bought the reissue of Unfolded Like Staircase on vinyl, and it sounds glorious.
It's tremendous. Because of my support for the band, I bought the CD out of my own money, but they did send me a vinyl, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds really, really glorious. And to be honest with you, I thought, you know, why do the album again when it's already perfect? But You know, it sounds even more glorious than it did.
It's exactly what me and Mike said ahead of the project, and we were saying why. But if you haven't heard Unfolded Light Staircase by Discipline, listen to the original. But then once you've listened to the original, listen to the remixed, remastered version, and buy it basically as you should the EP that we've been talking about for the last 20-30 minutes or so.
Yes, people, please buy it.
Quick reminder, it's all one word, themirrorimage2022.bandcamp.com.
Yes, that's where it is.
That's where it is.
And I heard you mention at your introduction that Fractal Mirror might be on a back burner. There are no plans for any new Fractal Mirror activity at the moment, but there are some plans of doing something special, release something special at the end of the year. So you have a bit of a scoop here.
I need more Leo.
Well, let me say that in 2016, we released an album called Slow Burn One. And the one suggests...
Great cover, by the way.
Great cover by a certain Brian Watson.
I'm a whore. I'm an art whore.
Well, you did Garden of Ghosts as well.
I did. I've lost track, as I say. It's not something I sort of... I've conversations with people at gigs and festivals and stuff, and they say, "Oh, I liked such and such an album," and I said, "Oh, I did the art for that."
Yeah, so,
no, well, you didn't.
I think
no,
you did.
Didn't.
You did Close to Vapor. I think you did, the basic of the cover of Close to Vapor was a photograph by you.
I've got to say, in all honesty, though, Frank is a much better photographer because he takes proper pictures. I just did things on my phone and manipulated them, but Frank takes beautiful images to start with, whereas mine are sort of just images that get fiddled about with.
Well, I'd like to tell the listeners, don't believe what the man says now, because just look at the lovely cover he did for Slow Burn One, and it'll prove that what he just said is wrong.
Well, no, I wasn't denigrating myself. I was saying I'm just saying I'm not a photographer like Frank. Frank's a proper photographer.
Different artist.
He takes pictures of rivers where the water goes all slow and stuff, and I can't do that.
No, but it's different, you know. It's not a question of who's better. It's different, and that's you know, there's equal quality in there.
Beautiful. Well, it's been a blast, Leo. I've enjoyed. I'm looking at my timer. I know I started the timer a little bit before we did the bit that we're recording, but we've nearly done an hour.
Oh God! Yeah. Well,
I know. So is there anything you want to tell people about the podcast that they can expect to hear from you on Proxilla Radio shortly?
You're putting the pressure on now.
Well, if you're coming into the Proxilla stable, I'm going to saddle you and ride you until you're sweaty.
Well, I'm in the middle of doing my first podcast, and I'm hoping to finish it in end of June, early July, and I will do thematically, or will do themed podcasts. So I will choose a certain subject and then do the podcast about that, and you know me a bit, Brian, so you know that I'm, you know, I like the Mellotron a little bit.
So the
first podcast will be about the more unknown Mellotron songs that have been released throughout the years.
I really want to listen to it,
and you know, I think we'll end the podcast with Schiekevuurscher Fröhling, which is one of the Mellotron heavy bands ever. I think that Lift will be in there, an American 70s progressive band that hardly anyone has heard about. Some Scandinavian stuff by Landberg. Terrace Garden will be in there with a Mellotron track. So, you know, lots to look forward to. But I still have to learn how to make podcasts. So I gave myself until early July to finish it. And then I hope to do more like these podcasts for Proxilla Radio. Maybe also a couple about just recently released albums and stuff like that. So really looking forward to doing that.
Can't wait to hear them all, but I am particularly excited about the first one. You hide your light under a bushel. You are a bit of an expert on the old Mellotron. So anybody who listens to Leo's first podcast will and who likes the Mellotron will have their socks blown clean off.
Yeah, there's an Israeli band called Rock 4, you know, just go and listen to them. Beautiful, beautiful stuff.
I need you to send me some links, mate.
No problem.
Definitely need you to send me some links. Well, Leo, it's been a blast. I've enjoyed every second of it. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Brian, for your time, for your support. And really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Love you, brother.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.